Boone Mullins on the air. The third chapter in the new radio version of your favorite comic strip. Yesterday, we saw how Moon's little scheme for having Lord Plushbottom sell cars didn't work out so well. What with Willie taking his place and landing in jail. And now, Lord Plushbottom is more hard up than ever. But maybe Moon had more luck with that $50. He was going to run into important dough. But let's find out. Lord Plushbottom, Emmy, and K.O. are sitting around their breakfast table discussing the events of the day before.
You and that Moon Mullen sure fixed things up for us, Lord Plushbottom. Yesterday we was just broke. Now we're broke and we owe $50 to the Royal 12 Agency and Uncle Willie's behind bars.
You're never satisfied, Emmy. You always kick him because Uncle Willie's in front of bars, and now it's because he's behind bars.
You keep out of this, K.O. And another thing, Lord Plushbottom, if you think... Are you listening to me?
Yes, my dear, I'm listening. I'm not deaf, you know. But it would be a jolly good idea.
What's that? I heard that crack.
Oh, cut it, Emmy. You married Lord Plushbottom for better or worse.
Yes, and it's been worse. From now on, it's going to be better.
Now, Emmy, I'm sure that Moon will have good news for us when he wakes up.
Moon had good news yesterday when he got you a job. And now you're going out and get yourself a real job.
Job? They word, Emmy. We mustn't be rash, you know. The Plushbottoms don't work. They've never worked. Say, my dear, if I were to go to work, my ancestors would turn over in their graves.
Sure, and if you don't go to work, they'll have to move over.
Now, Emmy, let's face this calmly. We don't have any money, right?
Right.
But something's bound to turn up. Something always does, you know.
Something of turn up. That's all I hear, turn up.
And who likes turn ups?
Matter of fact, I'm rather expecting a remittance from Uncle Stevie. You boys never let me down yet. I'm his favorite nephew and all that rot, you know.
His favorite nephew? Then why hasn't he written you?
Tell you the truth, I rather think the old boy lost faith in my intelligence when he met you. Can't say I blame him.
What if I was to tell you that Uncle Stymie was captivated by my charm?
Oh, that's a brave one. Oh, Uncle Stymie falling for you. Oh.
Yes, he tried to make love to me, the silly boy.
Sure, I seen him. He didn't have his glasses on. He thought Emmy was the grandfather's clock and he tried to wind her up.
Oh, well, a woman ain't never appreciated in her own home. Someone's at the door.
Maybe it's the wolf.
Answer it, K.O., like a little lad.
Wait a minute. I wouldn't be too rash now. It might be the census taker.
Answer it, K.O., like a little deer.
Okay, but make up your mind. Do you want me to answer it like a lamb or a deer?
Hey, K.O., if it's the guy for the rent, tell him I won't be home until tomorrow.
If it's the guy for the rent, you won't have a home tomorrow. You want something?
Lord Plushbottom, maybe we oughtn't to fight in front of K.O. like we do.
Right, Major. Absolutely right. Bad influence on a growing boy.
So from now on, don't give me any back talk.
Hey, Emmy, Lord Plushbottom, whoopee, we're saved, we.
My word, the lad's gone dark.
Hey, you two, get a load of this good news.
K.O., what's wrong with you?
It's a cable from England, from Sir Stymie. We eat, whoopee.
Oh, darling Uncle Stymie, I knew the rats wouldn't forget us.
Oh, from Uncle Stymie. How much did he, how is the old chap, anyway?
Well, K.O., where's the cable? Let's have it.
I ain't got it.
You don't have it? No, look here, I see.
What do you mean you ain't got it?
He means I got it.
You, who are you?
You, who are you?
One question at a time. Me, I'm the fellow who delivered the cable. Who's going to deliver it, that is. Upon payment of the collect charges amounting to
$10. $10?
In round figures, $10.
$10? Uncle Stymie does this to me?
Oh, boy, you must be tired. Won't you sit down and have a dish of coffee to soothe your nerves?
Nah.
Then have one to soothe my nerves. $10. Just give me the cable, boy, and I'll run upstairs for the money.
Do I look like a sucker? First you pay, and then you read. Now, do I get the dough or don't I? It's a simple question, and from the looks of you, simply answer. I don't? Okay, so long.
No, of course you get the money, my boy. $10? But shouting $10 and expect the money to jump in your hand, can you? Can you bring me my checkbook? There's a good fellow.
Where? Checkbook? Listen, buddy, I ain't collecting autographs. And if I was, I wouldn't be wasting my time here. Say, I'm afraid my intelligence is underrated in this joint.
Oh, no, 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 not at all. No, no, no. Never mind the checkbook, Keogh.
Yeah, what's the gag this time?
Keogh, there's a possibility. Slim, of course, that a Moon Mullins may have some funds hidden in his clothing. You might just tiptoe into his room and ascertain the...
I get it. You want me to rob from your own brother.
But the cable, my boy, we have to have it.
Go along, Gale. Moon won't mind a bit.
Okay.
But don't wake him to find out.
To my own brother, I do a thing like this. And I got no loyalty. The answer is no.
Well, the boy will be back in a jiffy. Oh, lovely weather, ain't it?
I've had no occasion to notice.
Fascinating work you're there. Delivering messages and all that rot. So beastly interesting, what?
Yeah, one meets such screwy people, don't you know?
Oh, yes, of course I suppose you do. Oh, here comes K.O. now. Well, then, any luck?
Not a dime.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Well, so long. If you rob a bank, just call the office for the cable.
Hey, hold on, buddy. There wasn't no money in Moon's pants, but I brung the pants.
What about them?
They're practically brand new, ain't they?
Yes, of course. Moon just won these pants last week for Mr. Greenstock, the banker.
Okay, so the banker lost his pants in a crap game. So they're swell pants. So what do I want with a pair of pants?
Oh, my dear boy, you might wear the belly things in a pinch, you know.
Yeah, so I might. I never thought of that. Yeah, but what good's pants without the coat?
It's better than a coat without pants.
Why, of course. Kale, if this young man takes the pants, Moon won't have any use for the coat. You just go in and bring the coat out.
All right, but Moon won't like it.
Oh, rot! Why, only yesterday the dear fellow assured me he'd give me the very shirt off his back.
Sure, but did he mention his coat?
Now, hurry, Kale.
To my own brother. My flesh and blood. I do a thing like this.
Well, I must say you're making out really well, my boy. A new suit for $10.
Sometimes I think my brain's going soft on me.
I've done it. Here's the coat.
I guess it's a deal. Here's your cable.
Fine spirit of cooperation. Good day, my boy. Good day.
I don't even rate a tip.
Give him the vest.
I'll give you a tip. Should you ever run into Moon Mullins wearing that suit, make sure it's a warm day. Because you're going home in your underwear.
Goodbye, boy. Goodbye. Don't drop in again. Now, give me that cable. I'm busting to know what's in it.
Don't get excited. I don't feel no money.
Oh, dear. If Uncle Stymie didn't pass out, I will.
Hey, what's going on?
You better
here?
Duck. Moon's up and looking for his clothes.
Hey, I've been running. Somebody cut my pants. Where's my Dodge? What's going on here?
Good morning, Moon, my boy.
Have a nice sleep, Moon, dear. We tried so hard not to wake you.
Hello, pal and brother. I saved the night for you.
Oh, I'm greeted with words of cheer and encouragement and smiles of friendship. All right, pals, all right. Where's my pants?
Oh, I say, one thing at a time, Moon. We're about to open a cable for my Uncle Stymie. Rather nice of the old boy, wasn't he?
Yes, sit down, Moon. I'm going to read the cable.
You mean Uncle Stymie has come across?
No, but he sent a cable in his place.
All right. I'll listen to the cable if you don't mind my sitting around in my negligence on account of some rat swipe my only clothes. Let's hear the cable, and it better be good.
Oh, my. It's written on a typewriter. Uncle Stymie is so talented. Oh, dear, I'm too nervous. Here, Moon, you read it.
Yeah. I ain't used to this kind of typewriter. Maybe you better read it, Lord Plushbottom. It's written in English, your native language.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can read, you know. Oxford and all that sort of thing. Well, the old boy starts off with, my dear nephew.
Well, that's 3 words, Shot.
He says, glad to hear from you. Give regards to your wife. Think of her often.
Oh, darling Uncle Stymie, I knew he admired me deep down in his heart.
Oh, well, was I
first. Give regards to your wife. Think of her often. She reminds me of a horse I had.
Reminds me of a horse.
Please don't interrupt. Suppose you're still saddled with that banjo-eyed four-flusher.
Banjo-eyed four-flusher, hey?
And that brat of a brother.
Hey, can't get away with that. No one can call my brother a brat.
This is rather good. For last time, I'm giving you your share of family estate. Deeding full ownership, El Dolorosa Gold Mine, La Cucaracha, Mexico. Proceed at once to Mexico to take over. That's all.
Well, ain't that just like the stingy old tightwad not sending us any dough?
Yeah, we just ask for a little money and all he gives us is a gold mine.
That's right. Don't you get it? A gold mine. Gold. You know, like rings and stuff. We got us a gold mine.
If you think I'm going to take a shovel and go down in a hole every time I want some spending money, you're crazy.
Oh, I say, we won't all have to go to Mexico. I'll just go alone.
Yeah, you and who else? Oh, where Lord Flushbottom goes, Lady Flushbottom goes.
Yep, and that goes for K.O. and me.
Oh, Lord Flushbottom, wonderfully romantic. Our second honeymoon. Floating down the Amazon while our gondolier swings it.
Oh, what are we going to use for money? For steamship tickets.
Money? Oh, my word. I've forgotten about that.
Oh, don't worry. I got plenty. I cleaned out the card game last night.
I didn't find none when I looked just now.
Of course you didn't. I hid it where no one will find it. I sewed it in the lining of my coat.
Your coat? Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, where is my coat?
Oh, this is awful. You tell him, Lord Plushbottom.
Sinat Moon, my lad. We are traded your coat to the little blighter who brought the cable.
And help me pack. The express man's coming any minute now to take this junk to the ship.
Maybe you better wait to see if Moon gets his money back from that messenger boy.
Oh, I ain't worrying about money. Lord Plushbottom can always wangle a loan from one of our swell park and your friends.
Sure, they'd be glad to send you and him to Mexico.
I wonder, should I take this evening gown?